from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It was interesting when Shelty took up your plight as if it were his own, because you said you were getting unfairly blamed for things you didn't do.
Yeah, I was joking around.
For things that you have no control over. That's what you said.
Yes, that
you
is
said,
what I said.
I'm getting unfairly blamed for things I have no control over. And Shelty basically said, tell me about it.
That's what I took from it.
Very interesting stuff there, City Limits. So in the midst of our joviality, maybe a nugget of truth was revealed that Shelty feels he's been unfairly persecuted.
And I think people realize on the show, like, we do this once or twice a week where we just go back and forth and have fun with things. But, I mean, Shelty seemed pretty adamant about that statement, that it was pretty factual, and just kind of rode with it, that he kind of gives you a little pat on the shoulder. I know what you're feeling. I understand.
We commiserate on that notable one, Shelty said to Limits. The other thing, I can't get away from the job security thing when we're talking about next year, right?
We don't know.
I couldn't go on with it without at least addressing it, because he's in a very good mood today, and he's freely, addressing what we're going to do as a franchise next year. I thought it was appropriate to ask, have you been given an assurance that you're going to be back? And then, can we hear that, by the way, at some point? To that point, it had been extremely jovial, and then it took a very dark turn immediately. And just to get back to the Bob thing from yesterday.
Yes.
Bob was very sensitive, as people with new glasses often are. And you hit him at a very sensitive time with an insult, and it sent him reeling. Do you have a replay of what was said?
I think I need to go to the school of insults here, because telling somebody that their glasses look good.
No. It was in the context. Go back to the tape. I was overzealous. I do think Bob's glasses look good.
I thought they looked fine. There was no problem with them.
That's, again, it's an insult. When somebody's feeling sensitive like that, you tell them they look great. So go back to the tape where I said great and you downgraded it to good.
Give me 1 minute here. I'll have to use Paul pause.
Because I think that I think this was legitimate. You injured Bob at a very vulnerable time for him. That's really the bottom line. Maybe unwittingly, I'll give you that. Like, I don't think you were going after him or anything, but you injured Bob at a time when, in front of the whole class, he was wearing his new glasses for the first time. And everybody, it's the equivalent of everybody in the class turning toward him and him being in that space that we've all been in. I had braces in sixth grade. Never forget my mom dropping me off at Smallwood Elementary School in the middle of the day, and the terror that I felt walking into the class with braces. Never forget it. And you hurt, Bob. So let's hear this.
People, how about when I was in grade school, people would make like fake Instagram accounts and parent, and they'd act like they're me.
It
was horrible. They'd make like fake accounts. They'd like to copy my bio. We were like the sixth grade.
I don't like
and
that.
These rascals, maybe is the best
rascals
word to call
is
them.
A good word. Yeah.
We're trying to impersonate me. It was very hurtful and offensive.
Yes. And imagine if someone jumped in and poured salt on that wound like you did with Bob. Absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good. But
that's it. That's it. You hear that. Surely you hear that you downgraded, and you should have seen Bob's face. He immediately went after you then. I don't think you did it intentionally.
No.
Let's hear it again. Let's see, because I was intentionally overzealous because I wanted Bob to feel good, and your tone and the word you used was a clear downgrade. Absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good. But if he prefers without the glasses. And Bob says, oh, no. And I thought.
I know. No. I think a text apology is in order. And I'll back you because you didn't mean it.
No. And everybody, Bob knows that.
No, he doesn't. I can tell you that.
You know how much of a legend Bob is, like in my family household
yes.
that watches Bob? We watch Bob
right.
every night on the news.
So this should be horrifying that you've insulted him. A little text.
You know that Bob actually called on Friday and tried to prank you.
What?
And
as who?
I don't remember who it was.
Why didn't you tell me this till now?
Because I was looking at the last text that Bob sent me on Friday. He said, why did you keep me on hold for so long?
Who was he?
And I responded, Bob, you messed up prank calling. You called the hotline. No one's going to prank call on the hotline. It's a dead giveaway. He responded with a word that I can't repeat on the air.
So who did he call as?
I couldn't even tell because he was mumbling. He was like, this is Sam in the woods. And I was like, what? I was like, all right, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the Steelers. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Not taking that guy.
Especially on the hotline. I mean, he ruined the whole thing. I mastered that craft. And then Pony perfected it. That's the bottom line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Truth, he really did. And Bob's never going to be able to get me back for that.
Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
He's never going to be able to sufficiently get me back for that. All right. Why is West Virginia a better rival than Penn State? I truly believe this. I've written and said it many, many times over the years. It's very simple. It's proximity. That's what it is. We're West Virginia's big brother in this rivalry. It's big brother against little brother. The most vicious kind of rivalry. And yet, once the fighting's over, I like West Virginia. Always have. My nephew Danny went to West Virginia. My sister Bridget taught at West Virginia. I love the state of West Virginia. I've been to retreats in West Virginia. Great places. I've played golf in West Virginia. I was friends with the mayor of West Virginia, one Bill Byrne. So yeah, I have a soft spot for that state and that town. I truly do. But it's not Pitt. I mean, when I first came to Pittsburgh, my dad and I went to the Cathedral of Learning. It's the first place we visited. He was a guy who used to, he was a professor of European history. So he traveled all over Europe and he would go into churches and things like that and make little drawings where you like press the chalk against the whatever the carving is, you know what I mean, in a church limits. And if you press the chalk and just, you know, sort of scribble, the indentation comes out on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do that. And he was fascinated with the Cathedral of Learning, what with all those rooms over there. And then, you know, I made a life in Pittsburgh in the shadow, basically, of the Cathedral of Learning. Lived right over in Shadyside. Orange indoor, outdoor carpeting in the apartment at 5823 Holden Street is where I lived. Lived all over Shadyside. Covered Pitt sports for many, many years. If you ask me today, what was the favorite thing I ever covered? It's the Big East basketball tournament every year. So, yes, I have a soft spot, bigger soft spot for Pitt. But the point is that that rivalry goes back decades and decades and decades. And if you and I wanted, we could practically walk to Morgantown. It's literally in our backyard. I like this rivalry better than Penn State. How do Bostic and Dickerson feel? Can you text them? I'm going to text them. Text them right now. Say to Bostic, we're talking about this on the show right now. Better rivalry, West Virginia or Penn State? And then ask Doran, okay? Will you do that?
Texan Doran right now.
Why do you feel it's Penn State? The games feel bigger or what?
I think the games feel bigger because it's a state rivalry. In terms of recruiting, you see a lot of times where it's always Pitt and Penn State going at recruits. And over the last however many years, a lot of the big-time recruits in the Whipple have gone to Penn State over Pitt. And I know Pitt has taken, at least I would imagine that Pitt has not taken that very fondly, where, I mean, think about, I think of Johnny Patrician, who I've done sporting events with and stuff like that. He went from Penn State to Pitt and some of the other guys to transfer back to Pitt.
I mean, it's not like West Virginia and Pitt haven't had that too. Maybe not on that level. I don't know.
I think because of the fact that it's a state rivalry, there's so many people in Allegheny County and surrounding that.
It's a state rivalry, but it's a big state. This one's closer. This one's 75 miles away.
Yeah, but I'm talking about,
this one's the Hatfields and the McCoys.
So many Pittsburgh people go there.
This is in your family.
I don't think as many Pittsburgh people go to West Virginia as
probably
they go to
not.
Penn State.
Probably
maybe that's
not.
Because it's a bigger school.
What's the
obviously.
Better rivalry? 412-928-9370. 928-9370 as a Pitt fan or West Virginia or Penn State.
All right, we're back. Joe's experiencing a bad case of the hiccups. We'll take a call with Luke in the car wanting to talk about the West Virginia-Pitt rivalry. Is it better than Penn State and Pitt? Luke, what do you say?
Yeah, it's a much better rivalry because the two teams are more matched. They're matched better. I mean, Pitt and West Virginia, if I'm recalling correctly, are about 36 and 36 in the last 70-some-odd years. If West Virginia got killed by Penn State repeatedly for years, as much as we'd like, I'm a WVU grad, as much as we'd like to beat Penn State and how much that'd be a great win, at Pitt-West Virginia, they're just matched better. And we like to fight one another anyway. It'll work out better that way.
That's actually a good point. Linus,
yeah.
Were you concerned about me there?
I was. You looked not well.
That was the worst hiccup attack of my life.
I was trying to see if you needed anything.
What's this nice man's name?
This is Luke in the car.
Luke, I apologize. I had a hiccup attack.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. I agree with you, and you've raised an excellent point. Maybe they are better matched, well, City Limits. Maybe they're closer. They're brothers, like I said.
The matchups between the two are better. Like the matchups that WVU and Pitt have had over the years have just been better games. Because Penn State is a better program. West Virginia and Pitt are just better matched up against each other in terms of how the programs are constructed and really how the games are played. They're two teams that play a very similar style of football.
I don't know about that.
And how they're built. You don't think this year?
In terms of, yes, I'll buy that. Most years, in terms of not building with five-star recruits and things like that, yeah.
It's a program, two programs that rely on recruiting around the area, developing your players, not too many transfers, and both of them, I mean, they are fun matchups to watch because they're always so close and down to the wire.
It's a better matchup than Penn State. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, we're going to get to Mike Tomlin next, and this should be very, very interesting. I think he says, you know, we're leaving the light on type thing for Russell Wilson, or we'll let the week's work be our guide, whatever he says with that one. I don't think he's going to name a starter, do you?
I don't either.
I think he's just going to say, we'll let the week play out here. But I think he will say, I've told you guys that Russell's in the pole position, so yeah, if he's healthy, he'll go. I think. But that's the intrigue building here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.